I have no qualification to be in this sacred place, save and accept the mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas. In this age of Kali, there is very strong human propensity to take great things to be ordinary and to take ordinary things to be great. Having a good home, prestige, lots of wealth, healthy body, these are very ordinary things. In and of themselves, they have no eternal spiritual value whatsoever. In fact, having a nice, beautiful body, having facilities to enjoy, these things are available for all of the lower species. Yet, in our society today, if someone has beautiful body, or high education, or lots of wealth, or strength, or fame, we think them to be very great. And we'll put so much of our precious human energy into trying to obtain and develop. But it is very ordinary. In any birth, in one form or other, we can get these. But what is great? To come to a holy place of pilgrimage, to be in the association of devotees, and in that association to hear Harikatha and Harikirtan, this is very great. Only very rare souls within the 8,400,000 species of life can have such an opportunity. Because each moment in such an environment brings about eternal benefits, brings us closer to God, and helps us to actually realize true happiness and true love. And it is not possible by any material endeavor that we can attain such opportunities. It is only by the causeless mercy of Lord and His devotees. The Prachetas in Srimad Bhagavatam, they were seeing Lord Vishnu face to face. They could ask for any benediction. The benediction they desired was simply to remember the Lord and to hear His glories in the association of His devotees. From this, we understand that there's no greater benediction that we can hope for or pray for. And who are we? To be in the setting we are in today. 104 is a place of such historical, spiritual significance that every acharya of every bona fide sampradaya went through great efforts to come to worship and benefit from the holy environment. Most of us came by train, bus, or car today. In many ways, it is very unfortunate that we have these conveyances, because it makes it so easy to come to such a place. And therefore, the tendency is to take it very cheaply, or yes, I can get a bus ticket or a train ticket, could come to Honolulu. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Akura, when he was traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan, he was immersed in a deep eagerness to serve Krishna alone. But his heart was throbbing uncontrollably in anticipation. He was immersed in prayer. How he was so unqualified, undeserving to be in the presence of Krishna Balaram. And even though Kamsa was sending him as a messenger, his mission was to bring Krishna to a place where he would be killed. But in his heart, that was not at all his mission. He considered it the Krishna's causeless mercy that from the heart of Kamsa he was sending him for this mission. He knew that Krishna is supreme, and he is unconquerable. And he was accepting this as the most blessed opportunity to see the holy land of Vrindavan and see Krishna and his associates. And in this mood of utter humility and prayer, he approached Vrindavan. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the mood that we can actually enter a holy place. Because the holy place is the energy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is none different than Krishna. Krishna manifests in his beautiful form, his most merciful name, in his qualities, his pastime, his holy abode, in his devotees. These are the ways that Krishna reciprocates and manifests within this world. Yegatamam kapatyante tamis tadai bhagajamiyam. Krishna tells in Sri Gita, as one approaches me, I will reveal myself. That especially holds true with Krishna manifesting himself in his holy dham. Some people come to Pandharapur and they just see some nice crops growing. They may see some poverty also. And it's quite hot and wet and crowded. But for those who approach in the spirit of Akura, with great eagerness, with great anticipation and humility, the Dham reveals its true glories. So yes, Sripad Shankaracharya, he walked by foot for weeks and months to attain Pandharapur, to enter into this holy land. This is what happens when you bring people from Bombay to try to serve the holy town. They come with their false prestige that they know modern science and technology. They have engineering degrees at high colleges. But the mercy of the holy town is to crush into powder all their. Sripad Ramanujacharya, he walked by foot with his many disciples, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles to come here. Sripad Madhvacharya, all the way from Udupi, he walked by foot with many of his disciples on several occasions. With that eagerness, anticipation to have the darshan of Vittodev, to bathe in the Chandrabhag River, and to hear and chant the glories of the Lord in this holy place. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he left Ekachakra when he was 12 years old. He traveled
to the most important holy places of India. He walked by foot for approximately 20 years going to holy places. And one of the most important of all holy places that he took so much trouble and energy to walk to was Pandharpur. And it was by his own divine will that he chose this to be the place where he'd be initiated by his spiritual master, Lakshmi Patitirtha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarupa, took sannyas, became Shankararanya. For years and years, he traveled by foot to the various holy places. And he considered Pandharapur to be so extraordinarily holy that he made his home here. And it was in Pandharapur that, by his lila, this great expansion of Nityananda Prabhu, entered into his Mahasamadhi. And Lord Sri Krishna, searching to understand the sweetness of Sri Radha's love, appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was so very eager to go to the holy places. He wanted to teach the world the value of these holy places, and especially the value of associating with saintly people in the holy places. For over 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked by foot. He didn't take a single airplane. There was no Indian railways. There was no buses or cars or taxi. In his whole South Indian and West Indian tour, he never took a single rickshaw. With his bare feet he walked. And please, try to understand, all these great persons we're talking about, to come to a place like Pandharpur is really out of the way from everything. They performed tremendous austerities to come here. Why? Because they understood the value of coming to such a sacred place. And they wanted to also impress upon the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place and danced ecstatically before the beautiful deity of Panduranga for many days. And it was here that he met that great disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Sri Rangapuri. Now please know, Sri Rangapuri was not a Maharashtrian. This was the local holy place. He traveled all the way from the eastern part of Bengal to come here because he understood what an incalculable good fortune it is to be here. And it was here that Sri Rangapuri, Madhavendra Puri's dear disciple, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. In this holy place, they discussed throughout the entire day and night the pastimes and teachings of Lord Krishna for 5 to 7 days. So what is our qualification for coming here? And how seriously are we really appreciating the great benediction that we have by being here? The greatest acharyas of all sampradayas over thousands of years took great efforts, risked their lives traveling through the jungles and forests to come here to worship the temple. Whether we come by train or bus or car. But really it doesn't matter how we come. What matters is our consciousness. If we understand the value of this supreme benediction and we're so grateful and we're just praying for mercy, then we will actually, the Dharma will appreciate, will reveal itself to us. So today, I am feeling very humbled and very fortunate to be here amongst all of you.
I have no qualification to be a partner of that worshipable place in the hearts of the Supreme Lord and His greatest acharyas. I am only here by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Lokanath Goswami Maharaj, and the Vaishnavas. And to be in a holy place in the assembly of so many wonderful devotees who are eager to hear and chant about Krishna, anxious to serve the Lord and see the Lord, there's nothing ordinary about this. It is beyond our intellectual capacity to grasp the good fortune that has descended into our lives. So let us be very careful not to fall prey to the influence of Kali Yuga and take ordinary things to be great and great things to be ordinary. This is a great thing. It is a blessing that comes through causeless mercy we do not deserve. But somehow, by our good fortune, we had just enough desire to be willing to reciprocate with this causeless mercy and come here. And how we will reciprocate with Krishna's mercy upon us is how much we have grateful hearts. Express our gratitude by reciprocating every moment here to try to grasp the good fortune that we have by totally immersing ourselves in Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan, in Vaishnav Seva, and offering our heartfelt prayers to the Supreme Lord. It is said that we should not try to see Krishna, but we should try to serve Krishna in such a way he is pleased to see us. So this instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for all the years I've been trying to be a devotee, I've tried to understand deeper and deeper the meaning. The goal of our life is not to see, but to be seen in such a way that the object of our love is pleased. And Krishna is only pleased by the devotional spirit of our service attitude. So when we come before the deities, we're presenting ourselves before the vision of the Lord that my life is yours. Today, Sanatana Prabhu brought me behind these very curtains in the presence of the Supreme Personality of God and His eternal loving consort, Sri Radharani. And I offered my dandavat pranam with the spirit of presenting myself as an offering to the Lord, that the Lord will glance upon and maybe some little pleasure to see me. Do not try to see Krishna, but try to make Krishna pleased when he sees you. But when I got up from my obeisances, the deities had blindfolds over their eyes. I was thinking, I don't know what type of darshan this is. I'm supposed to be seen by Krishna, but he's wearing blindfolds. So I felt very shy to look at him if he cannot, because I'm supposed to be seen, not see. So I just offered, I'll come back tomorrow and do blindfolds or not. Of course, Krishna can see through blindfolds. But it is, when Krishna appears as deity, we must respect and honor and reciprocate with the mood in which he's manifesting himself. The devotee doesn't think, Krishna, you are eating so many wonderful offerings in Goloka Vrindavan and in Vaikuntha and all the 5,000 temples of Vrindavan and everywhere else in the world. So today I'm not going to make the Rajbhog offering because it doesn't make any difference to you anyway. The mood of a devotee is to reciprocate with the will of the Lord.
Pujari is thinking.
Hari.
Pandharapur is definitely a place of not of this material world. We should not take Hari Katha to be something ordinary. So when Krishna appears in deity form, the pujari is thinking, if I do not feed him, he will be hungry. If I do not put him to rest in time, he will be tired. If I do not fan him, he will be hot. The Lord is appearing in such a way, Hari, that we can feel the personal need of our service. So this is the spirit we should be here in Pandharapur. Very, very grateful. Very humbled to think, I have no qualification, I do not deserve, it is only by causeless mercy that I am here. Following in the footsteps of the greatest souls. Thus let me take every moment here with so much enthusiasm and so much gratitude of heart. But factually, this is true anywhere where there is the association of devotees. To be in the company of Vaishnavas is something that takes millions and millions and millions of births to achieve. If we take it cheaply, we'll lose the chance, and it may take another millions of births to get it again. So let us be grateful, and let us immerse ourselves in the great benediction that has come upon us. We should be praying, we should be longing, we should be performing tapasya to have the chance to be with devotees. The ocean of good fortune we have.
By serving and pleasing Vaishnavas, by immersing ourselves in hearing Harikatha, and drowning ourselves in the nectarine ocean of Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am feeling especially blessed today to be in the presence of His Holiness Shri Pad Lokanath Swami Maharaj. His holy place, His holy lotus feet are forever decorated with the dust of all the holy dhams. To hear His katha, to hear and participate in His kirtan, is to be transported to the spiritual world. Maharaj was especially, personally and directly blessed by Srila Prabhupada to travel to the holy places and to bestow good fortune upon all living beings through His Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. And Sri Vrindavan Dham, along with Sridhar Swami Maharaj, Lokanath Maharaj, was given sannyas by Srila Prabhupada for this purpose. To drown our hearts in Krishna's loving service. And wherever Maharaj goes throughout the world, people are so very eager to hear him recite Srimad Bhagavatam teachings and lilas, and to hear his incredible kirtans. Thank you very much. Shri Lokanath Swami.